Surah Al-A'raf, verses 189 to 198.
Wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina Muhammadi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd. We commence today, page 244. At the bottom, ayah 199 in the last part of the ruku. Alhamdulillah, we are completing the surah today. And alhamdulillah, we are coming to the first sajda as well. As we remember yesterday, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke about those who worship idols. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the ignorance and folly of idol worship. Based on that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Alahum arjulu yamshuna biha. They carve idols out of whatever. Do the idols have feet with which they can walk, eyes with which they can see, ears with which they can hear, hands with which they can touch? So it was very probable then for them to react with ignorant remarks and behavior. Therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and by extension the people of Iman, are instructed to hold firm onto overlooking such ignorant behavior without failing to enjoin what is right, and to avoid being embroiled in dispute and entangled in conflict with ignorant people. When the time is up, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will deal with them appropriately. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Khudhil afu. Be habitual in overlooking, pardoning their excesses. Wa'mur bil urfi. Never cease to enjoin what is right. وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ, and turn away from and avoid the ignorant ones. وَإِمَّا يَنْزَغَنَّكَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ, and if upon the ignorant and uncouth behavior an evil impulse from shaitan should provoke you and stir anger within you, and you are inclined to retort or react, but in a way that would be counterproductive. So if shaitan, an evil impulse from shaitan should provoke you, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ, then seek refuge with Allah, and on account of your infallibility you are ma'soom, such promptings would not succeed. إِنَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ, he is indeed all-hearing of the refuge that is sought from him by anyone. Anyone seeks refuge from Allah, Allah is all-hearing, he knows about it as well. Ayah 201, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ. Turning to Allah and seeking refuge in this way is not only beneficial for you, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, all those who are fearful of Allah, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا, all those who are fearful of Allah and reverent, إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ, when they are touched by a visitation from shaitan, prompting them to react with anger. Shaitan tries to provoke them to be angry, or he tempts them to any other misdeed. So what happens when the people of taqwa are prompted or provoked in this way? They remember Allah. Tadhakkaru. They remember Allah. They snap out of a heedless state. And once they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at once they see through it and they become watchful. They realize the plot of shaitan and they become fa'idahum mubsirun. So they remain protected from the promptings or in provocation of the devil. وَإِخْوَانُهُمْ, contrary to the people of taqwa, as for the brethren of the devils, إِخْوَانُهُمْ, means the followers of shaitan, those who remain heedless of the remembrance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and they do not obey him, يَمُدُّونَهُمْ فِي الْغَيِّ, they are relentlessly led into error and deviation. So the shayateen pursue them and lead them all the time into deviation. ثُمَّ لَا يُقْصِرُونَ, and they never cease to comply with the insinuations of the devil. Ayah 203, وَإِذَا لَمْ تَأْتِهِمْ بِآيَةٍ, this is an example of ignorant remarks to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when you do not bring to them a sign which they have demanded to see, a miracle, then they say, قَالُوا لَوْ لَجْتَبَيْتَهَا, they mock and say, why do you not ask from Allah for that sign and select the requested sign? Why don't you show us and get it for us? قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَتَّبِعُ مَا يُوحَى إِلَيْهِ, say, it does not behove me to be audacious and demand a miracle which you seek and which may not be appropriate to display. أَتَّبِعُ مَا يُوحَى إِلَيْهِ, I only follow that which is revealed to me by my Lord. And هَذَا بَصَائِرُ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. As for the miracles and signs which you demand of me, which miracle can be greater than this Qur'an? هَذَا بَصَائِرُ. This book is a treasure of insights and enlightenment. مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ, from your Lord. وَهُدًى وَرَحْمَةً, and a guidance and a special mercy for لِقَوْمِ يُؤْمِنُونَ, for people who have iman. If you cannot believe in the Qur'an, which is the greatest miracles, why are you asking for any other miracle beyond that? Since the Qur'an is such a priceless bounty and a treasure of insights and enlightenment, its recital demands certain etiquette. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا قُرِئَ الْقُرْآنِ, when the Qur'an is recited, listen to it with undivided attention. فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ. إِسْتِمَاعُ means to listen completely, focus to it, undivided attention. And وَأَنْسِتُوا, seize all conversation, noise and disturbance, and avoid dhikr and contemplation too. Do not be engaged internally or mentally with anything else. Be silent and still, totally still and silent. وَأَنْسِتُوا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ, so that you may be entitled to receive mercy from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Like the recital of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his adab. Now we go to the adab of dhikr, ayah 205. وَذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ فِي نَفْسِكَ, and remember your Lord within yourself. Means by allowing the mind and the heart to be focused on what is being uttered with the tongue. Remember Allah within yourself, not only a verbal outer remembrance, but let that remembrance penetrate into your mind and into your heart. In this way, the tongue and heart will collectively engage in dhikr, tongue and heart, and the full benefit of dhikr will be achieved. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ فِي نَفْسِكَ, and how should you remember him? تَضَرُّعًا وَخِيفًا, with humility and awe. وَدُونَ الْجَهْرِ مِنَ الْقَوْلِ, and without being loud in your tone, raising your voice too loud. On account of your humility and awe for him, remember him in this manner. How should you and when should you remember him? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, بِالْغُدُوِّ وَالْآصَالِ, morning and evening especially. وَلَا تَكُمْ مِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ, and never be of the heedless ones. The last ayah, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ, surely the ones who are in the presence of your Lord, the special angels, لَا يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِي, they are not too proud to worship him. So why should you feel too proud to offer worship? وَيُسَبِّحُونَهُ, and they glorify him all the time. وَلَهُ يَسْجُدُونَ, and they prostrate themselves before him. So we will make a sajda on this ayah as well, inshallah. Let us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. خذ العفو وأمر بالعرف وأعرض عن الجاهلين. وإما ينزغنك من الشيطان نزغ فاستعذ بالله, إنه سميع عليم. إن الذين اتقوا إذا مسهم طائف من الشيطان تذكروا فإذا هم مبصرون. وإخوانهم يمدونهم في الغي ثم لا يقصرون. وإذا لم تأتهم بآية قالوا لولا اجتبيتها, قل إنما أتبع ما يوحى إلي من ربي, هذا بصائر من ربكم وهدى ورحمة لقوم يؤمنون. وإذا قرئ القرآن فاستمعوا له وأنصتوا لعلكم ترحمون. واذكر ربك في نفسك تضرعا وخيفة ودون الجهر من القول بالغدو والآصال بالغدو والآصال ولا تكن من الغافلين إن الذين عند ربك لا يستكبرون عن عبادته ويسبحونه وله يسجدون صدق الله العظيم.